So, did you enlist in Boston? In the city of Boston when you enlisted?
Let's see.
Did
No,
you?
I was in Dorchester,
So somewhere,
which is a suburb of Boston.
right.
You can actually see the town of Boston from
Yeah.
the end of my street. It's just to touch the skyline.
And where did you go to boot camp, George? Did you
Rhode
go
Island,
up? Oh, you did, to Newport?
Newport.
Okay.
And old buddy of mine, we both joined together. We both went to Newport, or Newport, but then we get separated. He went out south somewhere else, and I went on an old 1919 commission refrigeration ship called the Yukon.
Oh, really?
I put about 6 months on that. Made trips up to the North Atlantic during the winter.
Wow.
Reykjavik, Iceland, and Newfoundland,
Really? Really?
and then we all on that ship. We also made a trip down to the Caribbean, down to Puerto Rico, Venezuela. I was enjoying everything at that time
Yeah.
because I was single.
Sure.
I was 18 when I joined, and after about 6 months, oh, I should tell you how this comes about. This buddy of mine that joined the Merchant Marines, when he came home, he learned semaphore. It intrigued him somehow, and he liked it. So he taught it to me. So whenever we were together, we were always sending semaphore messages. So I got pretty proficient with it.
I bet.
So I'm on the Yukon amongst a whole bunch of sailors on the ship, and in pulls this British corvette and parks right beside it. In fact, they tied up alongside of us. And of course, knowing the semaphore, so I single over to one of the fellows on the British seas, and I knew enough about the AA is what you call sign, etc. and so forth. I knew enough about that stuff, so I hit him with that, and he sent me back his. In the meantime, he and I are going back and forth, because I'm only a seaman on the Yukon, and I mean they didn't know me at all, but somebody up on the signal bridge saw me communicating with this guy. So they came down, and this guy comes over. He says, "Where the hell did you learn how to do that?" So I told him. He said, "Would you ever think of striking out for a signalman?" And I says, "No." He says, "Well, would you like to?" I said, "Yeah, sure. Oh, come with me." So he takes me up to the signal bridge, and they take down all my data, and I become a striking member for the Yukon. So the next day, this guy says to me, he says, "Look at this. I don't want you to think we're trying to trap you into anything, but," he says, "I thought I'd let you know what's available." He says, "We have to send one of our signalmen to this new cruiser that's being built in Boston. It's not finished yet. It's going to be there for 2 or 3 months." And he says, "Well, you come from Boston." He says, "Do you think you'd like to transfer to Boston and go on there?" I says, "Yeah, sure. I'm gung ho. Oh, a big cruiser. Oh, yeah, I'd like that." So sure enough, they transferred me to Boston, and I became a member of the Boston, and put it in commission. And we went from there all the way up to Japan.
Yeah,
that was a hell of a ship.